A crescent-shaped plate of gyoza appears on the table between us, and for a couple of minutes we're busy eating. Then bowls of soup arrive, and I'm busy juggling chopsticks, spoon, and noodles that are making a bid for freedom. So, she drains her bowl, lays the chopsticks across it, and sits up to watch me. Let's summarize. I've stumbled across a research field that's about as critical to your... the laundry, as if I'd been working on nuclear weapons research without realizing it. In this country, everyone who works on this stuff works for the laundry, or not at all. So the laundry has sucked me in, and you're here to give me an update so I know what I'm swimming in. Other people's dirty underwear, mostly, I say apologetically. Yeah, right. And this concern for keeping me updated was all your own idea too, huh? Just what the hell was going on in Santa Cruz? Who were those guys who snatched me, and what were you doing? I won't say I wasn't asked to have a discreet chat with you. I put my spoon down, then turn it over. Then over again. Look, the laundry is first and foremost a self-perpetuating bureaucracy, like any other government agency, right? SOP, when shit hits the fan in the field, is to protect head office by pulling back feelers. I turn the spoon over. When I got home, I was carpeted for going after you, given a going over in front of my boss. You were what? Her eyes widen. I don't remember you. I pull a face. Standard protocol if something goes down is to get the hell out of town, Mo. But you were obviously in over your head when you rang, so I went round your place and followed you to that safe house they were holding you in. Phoned your mobile, expecting a diversion tap, and the next thing I knew I was sitting up in hospital with a hangover and no alcohol to show for it, being grilled by the feds. Very clever of me, but at least they pulled us both out alive. Anyway, when I got home, it turned out that officially none of that shit happened. You were not abducted by, Middle Eastern gentlemen who might or might not have been working for a guy called Tariq Nasser, with connections to Yusuf Karadawi. You were not being kept under surveillance by the Black Chamber. Because if either of those things were true, it would be bad. And if it was bad, it would put a black mark on my boss's record book. And she wants her KCMG and DBE so bad you can smell it when she walks in the door. Mo is silent for a while. I had no idea, she says presently. There's a slightly wild look in her eyes. They were talking about killing me. I heard them. Officially, it didn't happen, but unofficially, Bridget isn't the only poker player in the laundry. I shrug. One of the other players wants to hear your side of the story, off the record. I glance round. This is not the place for it, even with a fuzzbox. She checks her watch. An hour to go. Look, Bob, if you've got time to come back to my place for a coffee before I turf you out, we should talk some more. She looks at me warningly. I'm going to have to kick you out at 9:30, though. Got a date. Well, okay. I don't think I show any sign of guilty disappointment, or relief that I won't have an opportunity to outscore Mary at her own game this once. Besides which, I think Mo is too nice to play that kind of dirty trick on. I raise a hand, and a waiter zips over, swipes my credit card through her handheld, and wishes me a nice day. We head over to Mo's place, and I get a bit of a surprise. She's renting a flat in a centralish part of Putney, all wine bars and bistros. We catch the tube over, and end up walking downstairs from an overhead platform. You know you're entering suburbia when the underground trains poke their noses up into the open air. She walks very fast, forcing me to hurry to keep up. Not far, she remarks. Just round a couple of corners from the tube stop.